Hi, I'm Ross Terrell, and this is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly look at arts and culture in Mid-Missouri. Have you ever wondered what it's like to build a fighting machine and then fight it against another? KBIA's Rodney Davis sits down with the president and vice president of the MU Robotics Club to talk about fighting robots in their upcoming competition.
Hey, my name is Ali Shafikhani. I'm the president of MU Robotic Organization.
And I'm Megan Saraceno. I'm the vice president, and I'm a junior.
So give me a brief overview.
After we sort of brought the club back from underground, we decided that we would try to build bots and break up our club into two teams. And so we're building 2 3-pound bots each for each club or each team. And then at some point in the spring, we're going to have them battle against each other.
Our final goal is to have a team in ABC Channel Battle Bot Competition.
So I guess, what makes a good battle bot?
Well, obviously there are certain rules when it comes to battle bot. Like, for instance, I think no flamethrowers is one that you can't have. So basically, it's important that it meets the weight limit, and there are certain modifications that you have to have. Obviously, safety is an issue, but basically you just have to sort of imagine what other people might build and build or tailor your robot to that.
The creativity is really important. Then other thing is important is to you need to kind of read your opponent's mind. You need to think about what they're gonna consider as a weapon, blade or fire, and what is your defense strategy, how you are going to somehow defend.
What do you look for, I guess, when deciding like which one's better or who's going to win or things like that?
One factor is, how the robot is, fighting. It's really important. At some point, maybe both robot, get damaged. So we should somehow announce one team as a winner.
Would you say like the robot kind of decides it, or the person controlling the robot kind of makes the difference?
Obviously, these are remote controlled, but the way that you build the robot. So, I mean, you have to take physics into consideration when you're doing some of these things, or obviously you need to have like a powerful enough motor, but also we're on a weight limit, so you have to, not use too many motors. So it's basically, we are judging on like who wins, like obviously what robot is still moving at the end, but also, how well the robot performed. Did it do what it was, what the competitors wanted it to do?
What is like the process, not necessarily like the put this there, but more of like the timeline, I guess, of what it takes, not only just building the robot, but just putting the club together?
I would say we've had our first meeting, was it late September? So that's sort of when the whole club has been up and running since. And then in terms of like the robots, we had to sort of find people who were interested and who were dedicated enough, because obviously you have to spend a lot of time building the robot. And then ordering the parts, people have to find, have the designs. Like, people do have like sheets with a picture of the design for the robot, and Excel sheets with all the parts and everything.
Basically, to build a robot, you need to have a background in mechanical, electrical, and computer science. And programming, of course. But for this fighting competition, for this specific robot, the mechanical and electrical is two major things that they required.
So, I guess, how much would it cost, do you think, to build a 3-pound bot?
Yeah, it actually might surprise you. It's going to be around $500 to $600 a bot.
The group has talked about hosting their event at the Hearn Center, but nothing has been finalized. For KBIA News, I'm Rodney Davis.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening.